The end of the winter season draws closer as a bunch of teams and individuals cap their season with MHSAA titles. From the cheer and the wrestling mats to the bowling lanes, we've got you covered. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The second week of winter finals is behind us, and championships were won by four cheer teams, four boys bowling teams, four girls bowling teams, eight individual bowlers, and 70 individual wrestlers. We'll try and get through as many as we can here. Starting with cheer, all four champions were crowned at McGurk Arena on the campus of Central Michigan University. In Division I, Rochester Hills Stony Creek edged out Rochester Adams and Rochester High for the title. The three Rochester schools have combined to win the last five Division I titles. In D2, Allen Park won its fourth title in the last 5 years. Allen Park and neighbor Gibraltar Carlson have won every Division II championship since 2008. Croswell Lexington won its second straight MHSAA championship in Division III. The Pioneers were 0.4 of a point better than runner-up Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. And in Division IV, Hudson has now won five consecutive D4 titles and six in the last 7 years. Trailing after round one, the Tigers easily outpointed the field in rounds two and three. Complete coverage from Mount Pleasant is now available at MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Detroit Catholic Central's Darius Marinas. He won a fourth straight Division I individual wrestling title. He bested previously unbeaten Jaden Williams from Roseville for the championship. Marinas finished the year 50-0. Dundee's Cade Kluse also won his fourth straight Division III individual wrestling title. Kluse defeated Drew Hansen of Gladstone in the final. The four individual titles go nicely with the four team wrestling titles Kluse has helped Dundee capture during his career. And to Romeo sisters Belisha and Kaylee Manuel, who are now MHSAA champions in the girls division. Combined, the sisters were 49-1 this season.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the court. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
Throughout the high school hockey season, you are used to seeing three officials on the ice. But starting in the quarterfinal round, four officials are used. The four-person system utilizes two referees and two linesmen, and that's used for quarters, semis, and the finals. This system allows for more coverage. The two referees can concentrate on penalties and other rules. The two linesmen's primary duties are offsides and icing. The move to four officials allows for more consistent coverage of the fastest game in the MHSAA. And like we do in other sports, the best officials are chosen for the final rounds.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. On the lanes, the Zeeland girls bowling team is the best in Division I. They knocked off South Lyon in the final. In Division II, Flint Kearsley won its ninth title in the last 11 seasons. Madison Heights Bishop Foley was the best in Division III. And Traverse City Christian defeated Bronson to win the title in Division IV. On the boys' side, Granville needed a tiebreaker win in the semifinals to make the finals, but when they got there, they dispatched Davison in the finals of Division I. Like their counterparts on the girls' side, the Flint Kearsley boys are also Division II MHSAA champions. Frankenmuth cruised to a title in Division III, and in Division IV, just as their girls' team did, Traverse City Christian captured the title. For more on all eight team champions and to read about the eight individual bowling champions, please check out MHSAA.com. We've also got complete coverage of all five divisions of the individual wrestling finals held at Ford Field in Detroit over the weekend. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.